Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Rob Pizzola. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're in Vegas. Yeah, Pacquiao Broner on Saturday night, and we're at the MGM Grand, and there's gambling all around us, and it's never been more appropriate to talk to Rob Pizzola. He's a professional sports gambler. He is based in Canada. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking about gambling. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a little bit jealous of you being in Vegas. MGM, also one of my favorite spots there. I haven't been in a while, but they used to have, I think they're the last place on the Strip that has that Sigma Derby machine, the horse racing where you actually pop in quarters and watch them go around the track.
I mean, you are speaking my language, man. Don't tell me that you would play that for hours.
Oh, I mean, I'd give my wife $20 to go play that for hours, and I'd go play something else and then come back, and she'd still be addicted to it. But, I mean, that's one of my favorite spots. I'm not sure if that machine is actually still there. They started upgrading to these electronic machines. But if it is, I would highly suggest it. It's a great way to kill some time.
Okay, fair enough. Duly noted. I got to check here in Vegas. We got in last night, and I haven't been to a sports book yet. But Bet Online, one of the websites, has the Miami Dolphins listed right now as the biggest long shot to win the Super Bowl next season. I haven't looked at the sports books here yet. Are they that bad, or is it because Crowder and I talked about this earlier in the show? Is it because they just have no head coach? We don't know who the quarterback's going to be, so how could you possibly think that they're going to be anything? You have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously hard to gauge at this point. We're still playing this season, and we're looking towards next season, but that's part of it, obviously. No head coach in there, the quarterback situation. But you look at, you know, Miami right now is listed at 100-1. That's a 1% chance to win the Super Bowl. It's probably even lower than that. All the teams that are listed ahead of them in that 66-1 range, they're all bad teams as well, but at least they have coaching staff in place, or they have some sort of quarterback that potentially could turn into something. You look at teams like Arizona, Buffalo, New York Jets. I mean, their quarterbacks didn't play well this year, but they're still young, and we've seen plenty of young quarterbacks in the past who've had horrible first years in the league, and then they blossom after that. Jared Goff is one of them. Peyton Manning was one of them. So I wouldn't put too much stock into the futures market right now. It's still very early. These odds are posted more for publicity purposes than anything, and it works. We're talking about it right now, obviously, but I wouldn't put too much stock into it. I think going into next year, yeah, Miami's a really bad team. Are they the worst in the league? Probably not.
And, Rob, we're out here now, and Hawk's going to try to talk me into playing all these crazy games. I don't know what this horse race around the track is, but I'm sure he's going to try to make me do it. What should I say no to? What has the worst odds? What should I walk away from Hawk when he tells me to do?
I mean, there's a lot of table games that have terrible odds in the casino, so Let It Ride is something that people love to play, but it's probably the worst possible game you could play if you're actually looking to win money. It's very fun, for sure, but I mean, if you're looking to play something in the casino, probably stick to blackjack where the house edge isn't huge. Sports, if you're going to bet sports, you might as well. I mean, the house edge isn't huge on sports. Poker is a game of skill at least, but aside from that, I know how Hoffman is. I understand that he loves to dip his fingers into everything, and unfortunately, it's not really the way to go if you're in a Vegas casino.
I mean, did you hear that?
A little Caribbean stud never hurt anybody, Rob.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for a slow bleed where you can sit down for like 12 hours and lose all your money, but at least it takes 12 hours to lose your money, you could play some Pai Gow poker, which is like you split for pretty much every other hand, but I mean, there's so many options. I've seen casino war everywhere now in the casinos. It's hard to get away from a lot of the games, but definitely a house edge on all of them.
I'm in trouble.
Spent hours at that big wheel trying to spin the free spin or whatever you get on that. Put another few out there. Pacquiao Broner, Saturday night. Do you have any plays on that fight? Pacquiao's a big favorite.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at the odds. I'm so jaded from betting on boxing and MMA that it's hard for me to even pay attention anymore. The issue with boxing for me is that with all the other big sports, whether it's football or basketball or soccer or whatever else you're betting on, the outcome is not based on opinion. Football, basketball, it's how many points you score in the game. Now, in boxing, yes, you can win by a knockout, but a lot of the fights are going to go to decision, and then you're basically betting on what someone else's opinion is. And I've been on the wrong end of so many boxing decisions in my life that it's just caused so much agony, and I've walked away from boxing in general. I look for something else. I would expect Pacquiao to win just based on the odds. Would I bet it? No. I would never be comfortable laying that big of a price with a favorite and then having it go to a judge's scorecard and having no idea what's going to happen. So that's just my opinion on it.
Before I get into the picks and the football games on Sunday, are you surprised you're up in Canada, you're a big hockey fan? Are you surprised Bob Bugner is still the head coach of the Florida Panthers?
At some point, you have to look at a team's roster, and then you look at the results and say, these two things are just not matching up. And I think that's the case with the Panthers. I mean, you can make a lot of excuses for them. They've had some big injuries over the past couple of years. Trocheck being out this year is not helping them. Luongo's getting older. They've played almost two-thirds of their games on the road this year as opposed to at home. But those factors have an impact. But this has been so long now where this team has been an underachiever. So, yes, I am somewhat surprised that Bugner is still around. I would be surprised if he makes it to season's end unless Florida turns this around because, again, the talent level on this team, they should be a playoff contender, and right now they're actually one of the worst teams in the East.
Yeah, it's really shocking. All right, let's talk Sunday. Rob Pizzola, he's a professional sports gambler, and he doesn't have anything to sell you, but you can follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. The early game, New Orleans hosts the L.A. Rams. Saints are -3.
I bet one of the two games this weekend. This is not the one that I did bet. I don't really know who to like in this game because I think both teams are really good. Now, the Rams' biggest weakness as a team is their ability to defend the run. They shut down the Cowboys' running game last week, but that's a little bit of a different story when you're facing an offense where you don't have to worry about the passing game as well. The Saints are so much more effective as an offense as a whole, and when they have the running game going, they can work play action. So I think this is a good matchup for the Saints. The big concern I have for New Orleans, they lost their defensive tackle, Sheldon Rankins, last week against the Eagles. That's a big loss for them because he's a solid player both against the run and against the pass. So that's going to have an impact. But I think I'm just maybe overcomplicating things here. From a betting perspective, I don't think there's much value, but you have Drew Brees against Jared Goff. It's a big spot. The Saints get to play on the fast track inside the dome. I don't have a big numerical edge here. I'm not betting it, like I said, but I do think the Saints are going to the Super Bowl, and I think it's going to be an entertaining game.
What about the late game? Kansas City is hosting New England, and New England is an underdog.
Yeah, one day I'm going to go back through my last decade's worth of NFL bets and figure out exactly how much money I've lost betting against the Patriots with Belichick and Brady, and I actually don't even want to see that number, but I like Kansas City a bit this week. I'm not going to bet Kansas City on the spread. That means that they're an absolute loss to win now, by the way, because I'm not betting against New England this week. Instead, I'm going to bet the over. I like over 55.5 points. This total opened much higher, opened at around 58.5. It's been bet down drastically. Why? Well, it's going to be extremely cold in Kansas City this weekend. But I've gone through extreme weather conditions in past NFL games. Extremely cold temperatures do not have an impact on the total of the game. Wind does, extreme precipitation does, but not extreme temperatures. And it's not going to be windy in Kansas City this week. It's not expected to snow. So I think there's a big overreaction here for the conditions of the game. That's created some value on the over. From an X's and O's standpoint, New England loves to run a lot of these two-back sets with James White, Sonny Michel, Rex Burkhead. That's a problem for Kansas City because they don't tackle well in the open field. And these two-back sets, they allow Brady to get the ball out quickly. That mitigates the only thing KC does well on defense, which is get after the quarterback. So I like New England's offense ability to move the ball. And KC's offense, they move the ball against everyone, plain and simple. They have just too many weapons for the Pats to slow them down. So 55.5 to me is a low number in this game. I thought the opener was right, around 58.5. I would expect this total to rise by kickoff. I like the over.
Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Again, we're in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand for Pacquiao Broner, which will be on pay-per-view Saturday night. For people listening, if you hear some ambient noise in the background, there's a press conference that's about to begin. They're trying to get everybody's attention. And there's also a giant line for the lunch buffet, and it snakes right through us. So if you're hearing, I mean, nothing like writers, especially boxing writers.
I thought they were giving away money.
Like more is a free, it's like a cold cut on a piece of bread, but whatever. And they've got some black and white cookies, some brownies, and all the sodas you could drink, Rob. But that's the ambient noise you hear. All right, three random picks. What were you going to say?
Now, I mean, what some people will do for a lunch buffet in itself, I've seen some crazy things in lunch buffet lines in my life. There's a lunch buffet at the Aria in Vegas that people literally line up for 2 hours just to buy tickets to get this buffet. And I've actually seen fights in the lineup to get tickets for a lunch buffet, which is like a $30 value. So, I mean, I don't envy your position where you're stationed out of right now.
Yeah, I don't mind a lunch buffet per se at a casino like Aria. The throw out some bread here at the in the MGM Grand Media Room and create a line of 700 people is a little bit shocking to me.
Did you see the potato salad?
I did not. It looks good.
There you go.
Well, then I take it all back. All right, three random picks. Remember, we're in Vegas, Rob, so we can finally bet some of these weird props that you've been giving us.
Yeah, I wish I had some NBA first score for you tonight, but I don't. Actually, the lines are pretty tight. What I'm going to do is give a couple props for championship weekend. They are pretty widely available. You should be able to find them in Vegas on the Strip or pretty much at any sports book. But this weekend, there's four head coaches: Sean Payton, Sean McVay, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid. What do all these guys have in common? They are all highly aggressive coaches. So one of the props I really like this weekend: longest successful field goal under 50.5 yards. You'll have to pay a little bit of juice depending on the book. It's -120 to -140. But these are coaches who don't like to settle for long field goals. All of them know that their opponents are going to put up a lot of points this week, which makes them even more likely to go for it on fourth down. You add in the fact that one of these games is being played in like 20 degree Fahrenheit weather, which hurts the ability to kick a long field goal. I think this is a solid bet because of the aggressiveness of the coaches. I just don't think you're going to get that many long field goal attempts, and you're going to see these coaches really going for it on fourth down. So longest successful
under
field
what?
Goal under.
Under what?
And a half.
50.5?
50.5.
All right. What's your next one? We had a good prop last week in the, the Chargers game, I think, that we had a successful two-point conversion.
Yeah.
We had a successful two-point conversion, I think, of like +280 or something. There were two-point attempts, one of them successful.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, why not? That's my version of Caribbean Stud while I'm at home. All right, what's the next one?
Okay, next one. Will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown in the conference championship round? I am saying no, there will not be, -115. In order for there to be a defensive touchdown, there's going to need to be turnovers. Guess what? New Orleans, third least turnovers in the league. Patriots and Chiefs tied for the seventh least. Rams were the 11th least. I just don't think there's going to be enough turnovers this weekend, and that limits the opportunity for a defensive touchdown. From a special teams perspective, special teams touchdowns are so rare nowadays that they almost don't even factor into the equation anymore. You barely get any kickoff returns. There's not going to be a whole lot of punts this weekend because the offenses are so good, so that limits the opportunity for a punt block or a punt return for a touchdown. So I'm saying no, there will not be a defensive or special teams touchdown this weekend, and the price on that is -150.
All right, and your final pick, final random pick?
I'm going to go off the board here. Anyone who remembers back to last year will remember that I gave out a pick in January on The Shape of Water to win Best Picture at the Oscars.
Yeah.
And we won that one, and we got pretty good odds at that time. This year, Roma is the favorite to win Best Picture. I watched Roma last week. It was only slightly better than watching paint dry, but that's besides the point. This year, I'm going to take a shot on A Star is Born to win Best Picture. It is at least 2-1 at every sports book. Some sports books even 3-1. Here's why I think it's going to win. There is no host for the Oscars this year as of now. Kevin Hart pulled out as the host. The show is mired in controversy at the moment.
He has literally handicapped this. This is unbelievable. You literally handicapped it. I love it.
Well, it's more of a conspiracy theory than a handicap, but I'll go So the show is mired in controversy at the moment. They had terrible ratings last year. The show was terrible last year. They need to do something to get this back on track. If Roma wins the night and takes down a bunch of awards, the ratings are going to be terrible. So, yes, this is a conspiracy theory, but I think they're going to try to get people interested again by giving a popular movie a huge night. A Star is Born, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, very popular celebrities. I think it's going to win Best Picture. I would bet it at 2-1.
All right. I love it. I love the explanation. It actually makes a lot of sense there. So there you go. Rob Pizzola, his big championship weekend bet is over 55.5 on the KC New England game. And his three random picks, longest successful field goal this Sunday, under 50.5 yards. Will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown? He is saying no. And for Academy Awards Best Picture, if you want to put that in now, A Star is Born, you can probably get it 2-1 or maybe even better at some books. Thank you, Rob. That was truly very enjoyable. And I can't wait to finish this show so that I can get to the sports book and see all the myriad of things that I can put me and Crowder's money on.
Man.
I mean, I'm jealous. I'd love to be there this weekend, but enjoy the games, guys. Enjoy the fights, and hopefully you make some money.
Thank you, my friend. Rob Pizzola there from the great nation of Canada.
You don't listen to him.
What do you mean? I listen to everything he said.
He tells you, don't fool with the little BS games. Get the real stuff.
He says it with a wink, wink.
We're going to walk out of here, and you're going to see a lady flipping cards by the bathroom. Hey, Crowder, let's get in on this.
Never know, man. You got to start your stand somewhere. Never know when you're going to start your stand. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We're on Vegas Radio Row. Pacquiao and Broner at the MGM Grand press conference is beginning, and we'll come right back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.